Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 29th day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubas, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Gimel. Hoyusham Nechosim Baroi. We're continuing the case of a man who dies, leaves two women. A man whose two wives have died, and then he died. And now the orphans are coming to collect or claim the ksuba of their mother, ksuba's bana dechrin. And of course, we said before that in the previous Mishnah that the only time that they will be allowed to take the ksuba of their mother, their respective mothers, is if after doing that, there will be at least a dinner left, one dinner, to be able to do the mitzvah of Yerusha min HaTorah, to share equally. Says the Mishnah, Hoyusham Nechosim Baroi. What happens if among the estate of the father there were properties or there were assets that were not yet under the control of the father or the orphans, but it was going to come to them as a Yerusha from their grandfather, for example? Or there were debts that their father, that was owed to their father, but hadn't been collected yet. Einon kivamuchzak. These assets are not considered already under their control, not muchzak. And to say, we don't say, oh, there's not just these assets, there's another 100,000 that's coming in from debtors that owe them, or there's another 100,000 that's going to come to them soon from a grandfather who's about to pass away, and therefore there is an extra dinner here, and therefore we can allow the children to collect the ksuba of their mother. We don't say that. We look at what is the situation at the time. If at the time it was not under the control of their father, it was not left over, then we can't do the mitzvah. We can't do the mitzvah. We do not do the mitzvah of Yerusha min HaTorah. Then we will stop the claiming of the ksuba of their mother, and they'll have to share it all equally. Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu yesham nechosim shein la nechorais." He says, even if among the properties that you've that we valued and they found out to be a dinner extra over the payment of the ksubas, but it happened to be chattels. Nechosim sheyesh shein lachrais. There's no mortgage over them. Chattels, you don't have mortgage over them, and that's the only way you get a dinner extra. Eino klum. It's not going to help. It will not help the children of the mothers to collect from their respective mothers the ksuba. Ad sheyiyu shom nechosim sheyesh lachrais. It will not help until there are assets which are capable of being mortgaged, in other words, land, real estate, and that real estate is over and above the value of the two ksubas by at least a dinner. Rabbi Shimon holds that the ksubas banadikrin and the din of Moshe dinner is only going to work with assets which are mortgageable or subject to mortgage, i.e. land. We do not take into account chattels to do this valuation. Mishnah Dalet. Mishal Yanosu Shalosh Nashim. Man is married to three wives. And the ksubas of all of them, or each of them, have been done on the same day. Which means that one doesn't have a right over the other, more than the other. There's no kadima, there's no priority over one, because they're equal times, equal dates. Vomes. And then the husband of these three wives died. And the three widows are coming to collect their ksuba. But they're of different amounts. Ksubasa shalzumone. One wife has a ksuba of 100 dinar. Vishalzum was signed, the other one 200. Vishalzushalishmayas, the other one 300 dinar. Problem is, which adds up altogether, debts of 600. The ksubas together add up to 600. But v'ein shom elamone. In the estate, there's nothing left but 100 dinar. Cholkos b'shava. So what we say is, they divide that 100 dinar all equally. Each one will only get a third. Since each one is zoicha to at least the first 100, every one of them, they've all got equal rights to that first 100, and there is only 100, so they divide equally. Each one gets a third. We'll soon see the halacha is not like this Mishnah, but this was the original Mishnah by Rabbi Nosson. But this was the Gemara brings that there was Rabbi argued with this Mishnah, this opinion. Hoyusham Osayim. What happens if amongst the Nechosim of the Yerusha there were 200 in it? So therefore, of the 200, the first 100 is meshubed, is mortgaged to all of them. The second one is only for the second the second widow, the one who had the 200, and for the one who had the 300. So what do we do here? Shel moneh noteles chamishim. The one whose ksuba was only $100 or 100 dinar, she will get 50. Why will she get 50? Why not a third? She gets 50, and the Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case where the one who had 200 said to the one who had 100, "I will not. When you come to kelim your ksuba, I won't have it. I won't complain about you. I won't try to argue with you and your lot. You know, you keep yours." Therefore, she gets the one of 100 gets half a hundred. She gets 50. Why? Because she's only got to deal with the one that had the 300 ksuba. She didn't forgo her rights. So they, the 300 ksuba lady and the 100 ksuba lady, they share the 100, the 50 each. The shel mosayim shel shlosh meyos. Now there's 150 dinar left in the estate. That will be shared equally between the 200 dinar ksuba and the one who had the 300 dinar ksuba. They will share it equally. They each get 75. And as the Mishnah puts it, shlosha shlosha shel zav. Each one of them gets 3 dinars of. Now, a dinar is 25 silver kasset, so silver dinar. A golden dinar is 25 silver dinars. So by saying each one gets 3 golden dinars, that's the same as saying 75 silver dinars, so each one gets 75 and 75, they share the 150 equally. Again, as we said before, this is not the halacha, this is the Mishnah of the way Rabbi Nosson learns it. The Gemara explains that, in fact, Rabbi argues and he says that it would be divided according to the proportion of their money, how much they put in. Now, the Gemara asks an interesting question. The 200 ksuba lady, she removed herself from the first 100. How can she now share 150 with the 300, that each one gets 75? How can they get an equal share with the 300 ksuba? Why can't the one of 300 ksuba say to her, "Look, what you did with that first, with the one who had the only 100 ksuba, that was your business, but I never agreed to that. And therefore, I am keeping the 50. You get nothing of that first 100. She can't say that. Why not? Because the Gemara says, because the one who had 200 can say to the one who had 300, "I removed myself from complaining about that first 100. I said I will not reject her and fight to decrease her money. But as far as you're concerned, I did not remove any of my rights from you. And my mortgage over it is the same as yours, my hold over it, as far as my ksuba is concerned." That's how Rashi learns the case. Hoyu shom shlosh meyos. Now, what happens if the estate had 300 dinar? So, the first 100, the mono rishon, is meshubed for all of them. They all got equal rights to the first 100. The second 100, that only belongs to the 200 and the 300 lady. And the third 100 was only for the one who had the 300 dinar ksuba. So what happens in such a case is shel moneh, the one who had the $100 ksuba, she gets half. Natels chamishim, she gets 50 dinar. Why does she get 50 dinar? The Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where the one who had the 300 said to the 100 ksuba and the 200 ksuba, "I won't fight with you over the first 100. No, I'm not fighting with you on that." So therefore, the 100 ksuba lady and the 200 ksuba lady share the first 100 equally, 50 each. V'shel mosayim, mone. The one who have the 200 ksuba gets 100. How does she get 100? 50 from the first 100. As we said before, the 300 one relinquished to her right. 50 from the first 100. 50 from the second 100, in which she must share with the 300 ksuba. So she gets altogether 100. Vishal Shloshmeyas, and the 300 one gets the remaining 250. It gets the remaining 150 dinar that's left. Shishoshal Zah, which is equivalent to 6 golden dinners. 6 golden dinners equals 6 times 25 silver dinners. 6 times 25 is 150. So the 300 dinar ksuba gets 150. That's the balance. She gets 50 from the second 100, which she divided equally with the 200 dinar woman. And then she keeps the third one for herself. That was only meshubad for herself. Now, as we said before, this Mishnah is the Mishnah of Rabbi Nosson. Rebbe says and declares, and the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yehuda Nosi says, "Ein ani roya dvar shel Rabbi Nosson ve'lo." I don't agree with this. I say cholkos b'shove. I say they divide equally. And Tosfos explains that what Rebbe really is saying is that they divide it according to the proportion of money that they put in. So, if they put in, the woman who put in 100, you divide, and 200 and 300, in that case, you divide everything into sixths. And we say that the first woman, she'll get 1/6 of the estate, whatever's left, whatever there is in the estate. The second lady who put 200 will be getting 2/6, and the one who had the 300 will be getting 3/6, a half of it. And that's how you do it proportionally. That's how Rebbe says you divide it. And so when you have three partners that join their money, their funds together to buy schorah, to buy merchandise, one put 100, one put 200, one put 300 zuz. Pachasu oisiro. Now before they got a chance to even buy the schorah, the merchandise, the coins went down in value or went up in value. In those days that could happen. And the partners now come to divide and take their cash out, for example. They haven't bought anything yet with it. Haven't invested it yet. Koch and Chalkin, they will divide it similarly according to the money that they put in. That's how they'll do it. If this the one who put in 100 will share 1/6 of the profits. The one who put in 200 will get 2/6 or 1/3 of the profits. And the one who put in 300 will get 3/6 or a half of the profits, and the same thing with the losses. That's if the money was still intact, the money had not yet been used. If, however, they had bought schorah, they had bought merchandise with this cash, and they made profits or losses, and they didn't make any decision, there was no condition, no terms of sharing of the profits made in the agreement, how they're going to divide it, then it's not done according to how much money was put in proportionally, but it's done according to the number of partners. Simple as that. There are three partners. Each one will simply get a third, regardless of how much or how little they've contributed to the joint venture.